Well, the whole idea behind the evaluation process was that it would be that it combined two of the things that we thought were important. In terms of active learning, one of them was that there was quite a lot of open-ended questions that the students could make of something or nothing of, but depending on how much effort they put into that. But because they were doing it in small groups, there was the idea of that sort of co-constructing, you know, taking ideas and putting them together and developing them. The idea that when we do that, we come up with something greater than the original separate ideas. So in a sense, there was that active sort of approach towards the evaluation that was part of the pedagogy.
They were moving around, weren't
they? And literally moving around, and it was the idea that was part of the pedagogy, you know, that we create an activity that, that is active and that the students have some control of what they produce from it. So in a sense, the posters were trusting them to produce information.
Well, they have the knowledge.
They have the knowledge, they create the knowledge, they give it.
Because we're asking them about their understanding. Yeah. We're not asking them to understand something we've asked them to understand.
And in a sense, it's about them having control over the data that we use in the study. Because, you know, when you data gather as a researcher, you every time you write anything down or listen to a transcript, you are placing your own values and beliefs, you're selecting, you're focusing on the bits that you're interested in. And so you're placing your own interpretations on that data. What we've got is data that is entirely interpreted, that's given to us by the students in terms of their own interpretations. I mean, obviously we go on then to analyse it in our own way, but that first data gathering is very much about what they wanted to say about these issues, not what necessarily what we wanted to hear. I mean, it's an imperfect process in some ways, because obviously we heard some things discussed that never made it onto the posters, and that was frustrating for us.
There were some kind of rebellious comments, weren't there?
Yes.
Which is kind of reassuring, I suppose. But
so the posters encapsulated the discussion, and they tried to sort of make the link. I think one of the exercises between what the students learnt about and how they learnt about it, and that came across reasonably clear to us. If you had to read the keys, but it was sort of. What was clear was that sort of quite a lot of the learning took place through these discussions, you know, that we had several different categories of times when students could discuss, some of them formal, some of them less formal, but it was that seemed to be very valuable to them, making sense of information by sharing it.